Okay, we continue today with Mitzvah Pei Gimel, Mitzvah 83 in the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo Likach Shochad. So as we head towards the end of Parsha Mishpatim, about another week to go here in Parsha Mishpatim, week and a half, as we have the last issur related to judges, not to take bribes. As we'll see, this doesn't only apply to judges. There is much that we can learn from this issur as well. What is the mitzvah? It says the chinuch shlo yikach adayin shochad mi ba'ali hadin. Adayin is not allowed to take a shochad. What's the translation of a shochad? We translate it as bribes, but really it means a present of some kind. Mi ba'ali hadin afilu ladun din emes. Even to judge the truth, even if I'm going to win and I'm right, and I know I'm right deep down. And the dayan knows that. But still, he's not allowed to take any type of present to slant. Shene'emar v'shochad lo tikach. V'nechbal halav b'tora b'zeh ha'inyan b'makom acher. The Torah also says this in the second pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, which we'll get to in a second. V'chinamar b'sifri, also the Medrash says, lo tikach shochad afilu l'zako zakai u'l'chayiv chayiv. Even to be mizake, or to be mechayiv, one is not allowed to take it. I just said the pasuk here, it says lo sikach shochad lo sikach ki shochad yaver pichim. Shochad blinds the eyes of those who could see. Visalef divrei tzadikim, and it makes crooked the words of the tzadikim. The pasuk in Shoftim, Parsha Shoftim, the pasuk says lo satem ishpat lo sakir panim v'lo sikach shochad ki shochad yaver einei chachamim. A little different. Pichim is switched to chachamim. V'salev divrei tzadikim. That's the exact same phrase. Why twice? So the Meshech Chachma suggests that it is twice. Once to teach us in Bein Adam. Once to teach us in Dini Maminus, and once to teach us in Dini Nefashos. Both. Even Dini Maminus, you might say, where the stakes aren't as high, still, lo sikach shochad. The Menachas Chinuch wonders in why maybe it's only by Nefashos. How could the Chinuch apply to Maminus? But the Meshech Chachma says maybe that's the two psukim that we have. That is the number one. If you look, the Mefarshim try to figure out the difference between the psukim of Yaver Pichim or Yaver Chachamim. Nechama Leibowitz, though, points out a tiny little difference. If you read the Rashis, Rashi uses a different word in each place. Rashi says in our Parsha, not to take Shochad, afilu lishpot emet, even to judge the truth. The kol shekin k'dei lahatos adin, and surely to judge the din crookedly. Even lishpot emes, says Rashi over there in Mishpatim, lo take Shochad, afilu lishpot tzedek. Rashi in our Parsha says, even to judge emes, there tzedek. Why, what's the difference? So she suggests that maybe it's based on the context of the psukim. Because right here, the previous pasuk said, v'naki v'tzadik al taro, ki lo atzik rasha. And what is a midvar sheker tirchok in the previous pasuk? So that's why it says here, to judge din emes, because that's the context of the psukim. Over there, what did the previous pasuk say? V'shaftu asa'am mishpat tzedek. There, the context is tzidkus, so that's why Rashi says tzedek there as well. That's the difference in the two. The major Gemara that talks about Shochad is the Gemara in Ksubas and Daf Kuf Hei. Many stories there. The Menachas Chinuch quotes this in the first line. Ayin Ksubas Perak Shnei Dayan Igzeris. That's the 13th Perak in Ksubas. The Gemara there says Tana Rabbanan and Daf Kuf Hei. The source of Shochad. Ki Shochad Yaver Eni Chachamim Kal Vachomer Latipshin. If it blinds the eyes of the wise, surely the eyes of the foolish. V'salev divrei tzadikim kal v'chomer l'rishayim. And if tzadikim are even they're made crooked, so surely rishayim. And then it says afilu chacham gadol v'lokeach shochad. Even if somebody is very wise, a great talmud chacham, and he takes shochad eino niftar min ha'olam below samius halev, he will end up becoming blind in the heart. And the Gemara continues and says, where does the word shochad come from? What does shochad mean? Kivon de kabole shochta mine ikriva le daite legabe. First it gives the svara. What's the problem with shochad? Once you take shochad, your da'as is brought close to the person giving it to you. Vahave kagufe. You're like him. Ve'ein adam roech ova la'atzmo. Just like it's impossible to see one's own faults, if I am given shochad, then I'm like the other person. We're like one. Shochad. My shochad, says the Gemara, shehu chad. Shochad is shehu chad. You are one with the other person. And therefore, just like you can see your own faults, we spoke about that a couple of days ago when we spoke about Dan L'Kav Schus, right? We could be Dan L'Kav Schus ourselves, but not to anybody else. But says the Gemara, that is why That is the problem with Shochat, because we become one. If you look at the Klei Yakar has a biting comment in Shoftim, where the pasuk comes up by Shochat. The Klei Yakar there says, he quotes Chazal, and he says, I'm not satisfied with what Chazal says. Shochat is from the word Shehuchad. Says the Klei Yakar, V'nira lafarish Shehuchad milashon chidud. Chad could also mean sharp. Very sharp. Milashon barzel barzel yachad. When you have a knife that's very sharp, it's chad. Why? So why is it called Shochat? Because when you get money, so then you're going to paskin very quickly without thinking, because you're already leading. You go very fast, like a knife cuts. You can cut the din very quickly. It's very sharp. That's what money does. Shemamun doma l'sakin mechudar, achotech mehera, v'kol dayin sorach lios matun. And we have to do the opposite. We have to be patient. Shelo yachtoch adin mehera. We can't be like a knife that cuts sharply through the din. We have to be patient. We have to take every piece of evidence into account. Ukeshekibel hashochad, harehu yodeya la'alter elaheichan adin note. You already know what you're going to paskin. V'chotcho mehera, kachotech besakin chad. Right? Imagine if you have a dull knife and a sharp knife. Shochad makes the mind into a sharp knife. Boom! Cut to the chase. I know what I'm going to paskin right away. But we're not supposed to be that way. Having metun and badin. Ela hamamon choteich vehu chad. And that's what he says. And that's why it's right after the pasuk of tzedek tzedek tiradof, which Chazal darshan has be patient. Tzedek tzedek. Run after it, but tzedek tzedek, take your time in judging. That's the context, says the Klei Yakar. So we have what does the word shochad mean? We have Chazal, the Gemara Ksubas Daf Kofei, and we have the Klei Yakar, two pshatim of what does Shochad mean. Okay, we'll come back to the Gemara, Be'ez Hashem, soon. Says the Gemara, Misharshi HaMitzvah. What's the shorash behind the mitzvah of Shochad? The Isser of taking Shochad. The Isser of taking a bribe. Shene'esar aleinu likacha Shochad afilu adunas adin lamito. It's also for us to take bribery money or presents, even to judge the case truthfully. Kedei lahasir mi beinenu hahergel hara. Because if we take it for the good, as the rest of many mitzvahs, that'll make us accustomed to behaving in a certain way to favor the person that gave me the present. Penavo mitokachla donat b'shocha dinin sheker. If I judge MS, that's just one step away from judging sheker. The davar baruhu ein sarach mofe. So this is clear, and we don't have to explain this even more. There's a lot written in the Achronim on the idea of Shochad. I'll just quote four ideas related to Shochad. It's a Parsha Shir material. First of all, in the Lekach Tov, quotes from the Saba Mislobotka. He says, you know how strong Shochad is? We know the Gemara tells us in Masecha Sanhedrin that a Melech and a Kohen Gadol, neither of them are allowed to be on the Bezdin to judge Iber Hashanah, whether you can add on another month. To make it a second Adar, Yonah Diyoma. Right, they're not allowed to be on the Sanhedrin. Why on the Bezdin? Why not? So the Gemara says, a king will be biased. He might want one. He'll want only 12 months in the year, or maybe he'll want 13 months in the year, because maybe he pays his soldiers by the year, and if he has an extra month in the year, he saves money. So therefore, the king might be a little biased if you let him be on the case. Or the Kohen Gadol, says the Gemara, mishum tzina, Yom Kippur. If he gets another Adar, so then Yom Kippur is going to be a month later. It's going to be colder. So he's not going to want another Adar. He's going to want Yom Kippur as cold. He's going to have to walk around barefoot the whole day in the base of Migdash. Okay, we warm it, but it's still chilly. So therefore, we don't let him be. Says the Saba Mislobotka, who are we talking about here? We're talking about the Kohen Gadol. We're talking about the Melech, Malchus Beis David. The Kohen Gadol, how freezing does it get in Yerushalayim? It gets cold. Does it get freezing? And they warm it. They put a fire on. Afal pikein. The little bit of shochad, the little bit of negius. This isn't shochad in terms of getting a present, but bias. Shochad, the larger message of shochad is that we are biased. So we are biased to ourselves. Even the Kohen Gadol, that's the message of that halacha. Even the melech, we have to worry about. So surely hagat mecha hari akar be'eretz Yisrael eno gadol afilu b'chodesh mar cheshvan u'b'shas atzorach ha'im etilu gamayim chamil tocha mikva b'chol ze gam negia pe'uta hazuta aver es eni Kohen Gadol. Not that he'll do it on purpose, but he'll just be slanted in that way. Number one. Number two, the Chazon Ish writes in Emunah U'Bitachon, the Sefer on Emunah, on page Mem, in my edition, Mem and Mem Aleph. He talks about Amnam HaShochad Inyan Miyuchad. Shochad is unique. Kvahu ki mekach HaShochad hu min ha-genuyos b'muchlan sh'atorah ti'avto. The Torah declared Shochad, taking something or having a bias as something abominable. Vahine, and then he says, Nosava koach negia, shumi minaka olam kvitivas bnei adam. When a person, when a dayan takes shochat, says the Chazon Ish, not only does he naturally favor the other person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in this din. And therefore, even though usually Dayanim, Sanhedrin have a special siyata d'shmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help them. We discussed the Ramban quotes this idea in Parsha Shoftim, where he talks about Kasher Zomim v'Lokasher Asa. If they're proven Zomim after the din took place, they're not put to death. Why? Ultimately, Gzeiras HaKasuf. But the Ramban says, because Hashem is there. He would never have let it happen if the guy wouldn't have deserved Misa for some other reason, even if here is false. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. He's holding the Dayanim's hand. Says the Chazon Ish, if somebody takes Shochad, not only is he naturally, going to be biased, but he's not going to be Zocha to the special Siyata D'Shmaya that Dayanim have, because Hashem's leaving. Huzman Koach HaTumah B'Shochad, L'tamtei Malev, U'lardei Mesabina, L'hanim B'fi Adayim L'zakos Es M'shachto, V'yachrei Sh'atora Pasalta L'dayin Zeh, Husar Mimenu Gan Michse HaChachma, Asher Huftach B'Tamid, L'bli L'hikashol B'chait V'ashma, Im Yavra Amash Yisira Torah, V'yeshev HaKisi HaMishpad, B'nigud L'mitzvah HaTorah. We have a special Elohim Nisa Badas, Kel. The judges sit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they don't sit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when a dayan takes shochat. So one, a dayan has to be very worried about that. Number two. Number three, we quoted this, I think, a couple of weeks ago, maybe even 2 weeks ago, even in the Sefer HaMitzvah Shir, and that is a story. It's quoted in a number of places. I'll read it to you from Rav Avadia's Pirish on Pirkei Avos, on Af Eitz Avos, on the mission of Al Tihi Don Yechidi, Shein Don Yechidi Ela Echad, the story of Rav Chaim Kapusi. It's quoted in the Chidaz at Yartzeit was this week, in the Shema Gdolim, the Chidaz biography about all the Gdolim before his time. He quotes about Rav Chaim Kapusi. He was a great dayan in the day of the Chidah, and at the end of his days, he became a saginar, became blind, and all of a sudden, rumors started spreading. Ah, I wonder why he became blind. I really wonder. Ki ha-shochad ya'aver eini chachamim. Maybe he took shochad. Maybe he took stuff under the table that nobody knew about. That's why he's blind. And he heard about these rumors. So he gets up in shul. Bifnayam va'eda. V'yamar. Shamati, I heard many people talking. V'ani me'ed alai shamayim va'aretz. Ki ani nekik kapayim rebar levav. I am me'ed and I swear that I never took a bribe. V'im ha'emes im motziye hadiba. And if it's true what they say, I should stay blind for the rest of my life. V'im ein ha'emes itam, and if the truth is not with him, v'nizer ani ma'od bazeh, and I've been truthful, ya'iru einai kebarishona. My eyes should light up as before, umiyad niskabla tfilaso. And all of a sudden he was able to see, as the pasuk says, o ne'im adabrim v'ani eshma. And the Chida writes that he saw this Rav's signature when he was blind and was barely legible, and he saw the signature after he was light and it was perfect handwriting. So he says, I didn't, for I became blind for whatever other reason that Kadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. But that is quoted in the Chidah in the Anaf Eitz Avos. One final Dvar Musar related to Shochad. We discussed this following idea back in Parshas Yisro, in Mitzvah Chafei, Mitzvah 25, which was the Mitzvah of Emuna, and that is Reb Elchanan. The first piece in Reb Elchanan, in Kovetz Ma'amarim, where Reb Elchanan asked the fascinating question, is believing in God logical? Is it logical? Somebody who's out in the Midwest, somebody who's never taught, who never had a religious leader, is he going to be held accountable for not believing in God? Right? Avodah Zarah, not believing in God. So is he going to be held accountable? Is it logical to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says, and also, Eich Shach Mitzvah Lahamin. Also, how can you command belief? He goes through. We discussed this then. So he says, he says, of course it is logical. If you just look around a little bit, you don't have to think about it. Imagine, he says, this is the example that we quoted. When you have a mess, he gives the example, let's say you have a machine. He doesn't give the machine example. Let's say you have a machine. So would anybody look at the machine and like, wow, these things just happen to fall into place? No, obviously. If there's a machine, the more complicated the machine, the more we say, oh, there must have been a borei of the machine. There must have been somebody who created the machine who really was smart, who really knew what he was doing. The most complicated machine in the world is the world. The world is unbelievable how all the bria functions and all barchi nafshi, the whole perek in Tehillim that describes the animal kingdom and the human body, that just happened. It's obvious. So why is it? How could there be somebody who doesn't believe out there? How could it be, Esther Balchanan? Says Balchanan, it's easy. If somebody has an ulterior motive, if somebody is biased to begin with, then it doesn't matter. They're not going to believe, even if they see it right in front of them in the face. And isn't it wondrous, Lomar, al Moshe v'Aaron, let's say Moshe and Aaron, they wouldn't be able to take shochad? The Torah says it. Shekenu, the Eidas Hashem Ne'emanav, Yalkachach Tzorach Lomar, Shehu Chok HaTeva B'Kochos Nefesh HaAdam. It's in our nature, Ki HaRatzon Yashpia Al HaSeichel, that our biases, our desires, will influence our the clarity of mind. Umuvan shakol v'yerech harotzel v'yerech haseichel. Right, if somebody doesn't want to believe, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much. There has to be ki ratzon katan yashpi al seichel gadol rak ma'at v'yaseichel katan yashpi yoser v'chulu. And he continues. And therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, we have to realize that this is something that is logical. And we just have to, any basic ben das would realize this, and it's only shochad. Shochad, our negius, our previous bias that prevents us from seeing clearly. So we have the Saba Mislabatka, we have Rav Chazonish, we have Rav Ovadia in the name of the Gadol who got his vision back, and we have Reb Elchanan. Okay, we continue now. Says the Chinuch, Midini HaMitzvah. Some of the halachas of the mitzvah, Masha Omru Zecharnim Lavracha, Shehan Nosein V'Amakabel Ofen Balav. When you have a bribery case, the giver and the receiver violate. Han Nosein Mishum Lifnei Iver Lo Sidin Mechshol. The giver is because it's Lifnei Iver. It's Lifnei Iver of the one accepting. So he's accepting the bribe, so he violates Lifnei Iver. Why does he mention Lifnei Iver here? Okay, he gets Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver of many Averis. So maybe this is a Chakir and Lifnei Iver, which we've touched on many times. If I violate Lifnei Iver, maybe that could be looked at as Lifnei Iver of each and every Avera, meaning Prati. That's what's called Prati. Lifnei Iver, if I give somebody a piece of treif to eat, so I'm doing a little bit of treif. If I do Lifnei Iver of this Avera, I'm doing a little bit of that Avera. It's not like all the Lifnei Ivers helping people do Averas are the same. We'll have to talk about that by the show when we get up to Lifnei Iver in Parshas Kedoshim. But maybe that's why he mentions it here. V'im Kiblo Shehu Bechlal Arur. And if he accepts a bribe, he is included in the curse that it talks about in the end of Sefer Dvarim, that if somebody takes a bribe, they are in a curse. And if you look at Minchas Chinuch, in Ozva, then Minchas Chinuch just wonders about this. Because it says there, Arur lokeach shochad lahakos nefesh. So he wonders, maybe it's only by Dina Nefashis, not by Dina Mamanis. Chinuch says it even by Dina Mamanis. Okay, so he wonders about it. V'chayiv lahachziro. And then the Chinuch says, look at this halacha. You have to give it back. Chayiv lahachziro. So Menachas Chinuch wonders, where does he get that from? This is back in Os Aleph in the Menachas Chinuch. Is this like stealing? Is this like interest? He gave it to me. What's the problem? Interest, I'm not allowed to take it. But here he gave it to me as a present. He wants me to do something in the future for him. But he gives it to me as a present. I have to give it back. How do you know that? See, he wonders. He tries to figure out. He quotes, the Rambam quotes this. But he says the Kesef Mishnah doesn't quote where he gets this from. The Ikar Adin, second paragraph. The Tzorach Lahachzer HaShocha, Lo Hera HaKesef Mishnah Makoro. Me'ayin Yonza the Rambam Din Zeh. Where does the Rambam get this from? There's no mitzvahs asay, like Gezel and Ribis, to give it back. Minolon D'chayev B'Hashava. How do you know? He doesn't understand. So he goes back and forth trying to figure out the makar. And at the end of the day, the Menachas Chinuch says, you know what I think the makar is? Why you have to give it back? That is turning over the page in paragraph Vehanira. He says he thinks it's based on the Gemara at the beginning of Meseches Temura, where he quotes in Dibur Maskil Vinira, the discussion between Abaye and Rava, the sugya of Kamilsa Damar Rachmana Lo Sevid, Iavid Mahani, Iavid Lo Mahani. If the Torah tells you not to do something and you do it, is it going to have effects or not? If a Kohen tries to marry a Grusha, it works. So, wow, doesn't that prove that if you do something against what the Torah says, it works? If you try to marry your sister, it doesn't work. So, you have to know what's the rule, what's the exception. So that's the sugya there. So, says the Menachas Chinuch, maybe the Rambam is possibly like Rava, who says it doesn't work. Once the Torah says, don't give a bribe, the Torah is saying is that there was no kinyan. There's no transaction. If you try to give a bribe, it still belongs to the giver. It doesn't belong, that's why you have to give it back. And the Rambam Paschal is like Rava. And therefore, maybe that's his source. That's the suggestion of the Menachas Chinuch. That's his source for having to give back Shochad. The Menachas Chinuch also wonders, fine, you have to give it back. But it seems like from the Rambam that you only have to give it back if the person comes and tries to claim it back. What if he never, there's no tefiyah. What if there's no tfiya? Whether you ruled against him or for him, he wonders. In the first paragraph now, he says, it seems to me that you only have to give it back if there is a tfiya. If not, there's implicit mechila, and therefore you'd be able to keep it. So that's the Minchas Chinuch's Ha'ara. Okay, let's just continue though now for a little bit more. Back in the Sefer HaChinuch, on the fourth line of that paragraph. V'sha'asur l'dayin l'hagdo ma'alasur l'kavana k'di l'harbo s'char l'sofraf. The dayin is not allowed to do anything in order to gain more money. And here's a crucial line also. Visha afilu shochad dvarim asur likach. Shochad isn't only with money, it's with words. If somebody comes to me and talks about what a great rabbi I am, I'm a great judge, I'm a great rabbi, it's wonderful, I listen to all your shiurim, and then they say, can you please judge my case? You know what I have to say? Sorry. The Gemara says in Ksubis, there are many stories on that daf, we don't have time to go through with it now. Kufay Mebez, all the Rabbanon, who had favors, not monetary favors, favors done to them by people, and then people, one of them, took a feather off of their hat. A feather blew on their hat, and then he took the feather, and like, you judge my case? Sorry, you just did me a favor. No, because it's even shochad dvarim. Ela yira atzmo kilu eino mesim libo klal ela dvarim. It's only if you're totally equal, unbiased. Imula yichabdu balidinim bedvarim. If there's any type of shochad, even with dvarim, it is good enough. If you look in the Mayana Shel Torah, it quotes on this pasuk from Yehoshua LeKuttner, that one time a widow came to him with tears in her eyes and said that somebody, one of the other people in the city did an avla to her. Could you please judge the case? And he says, I would love to. But just like there's shochad with money and with words, there's also shochad with tears. And there's no way I would be able to judge against you. So therefore, I can't judge your case anymore. Because there's shochad bidzmos, said Yehoshua Mikutna. That's quoted here in the Mayana Shel Torah. So anytime a dayan feels that he can't be objective, he can't judge, klalo shel davar, asur l'dayan l'kabel hana'a mibal adin and klal, bishvil dinav. A judge is not allowed to take any type of hana'a. And we can relate that to ourselves. We can't have any type of hana'a related to us. But if hakas b'chol makom b'chol zman, and this applies to elves always, and males, obviously, as we've always said, because they judge. There is an interesting tshuva which we'll end with of the Chavos Yoyer, Rabbi Yoyer Bachrach, end of the 1600s. Says there that he was asked, he says, well, how is it? I guess people were going to non-Jewish courts for some reason. He says, I don't understand. People asked him how certain Rishay Hadar pay off their officials in the case. They give money to them. How is it possible they do this? See, he goes through a number of points. He says, I'm not defending them. But let me explain a few things. He says, a number of points, but the last one I just wanted to quote. Hine yadua, she'ein sina kesinas hadas. There is no hatred more than religious hatred. Umitzat, or there's no feelings of anti more than anti-Semitism. Umitzara teva v'haminog bale hadas echad heim chaverim v'achem isar kiriv daitam v'hanagas v'datam ubebo yehudi v'goy l'mishpat b'li safek yate levav hadayin daito l'hisnatzel ba'ar hagoy v'lachsho l'yisrael shemeshaker. In these courts, they were non-Jew biased from the start. So suggest the Chavos Yoyer, I'm not telling you to do this. I'm not giving you a heter. But it could be that these people feel that by giving the money, they get it back to a level playing field. Because right now, it starts off as anti-Jew. If they give this, at least now it's equal. It's similar, it doesn't quote it, but it's similar to the kind of idea about hardening Paro's heart. Had he parted, didn't he take away his Bechira? No, it's giving him back his Bechira. Because with all the Nisim, obviously he was going to let the Jews free. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardened his heart to level the playing field. Now he has Bechira back, and now he could try to choose, and he chose incorrectly. But he says that's part of, a long tshuva in the Chavos Yoyer, but obviously we try to keep away, far away, from any type of shochad and any type of illicit halachic behavior. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Baruch Hashem, we finish all the Dayanim's mitzvahs related to In Mishpatim, and next week we get into other mitzvahs, Shemitah, Shabbos, and Avodah Zarah, other mitzvahs on the horizon.